I think I'm old school. Some of these guys that are now stars are obviously younger, and, you know, the business has changed a bit. But, I never knew what to expect when I came to Dallas, but everything just came together here. You know, the way when I got here, the community kind of, you know, embraced me and wanted me to succeed. And then Cuban buying the team. And by the end of my second year was a huge part while Wyatt was here my entire career. He was a huge supporter of mine. He's a friend of mine. He always supported me on and off the floor. And so I was here. I belong to this community. And for me, it was always easy to be loyal. But I understand the new NBA is a little different. It's about making money. It's about, you know, winning. And not as much about being loyal anymore.
Dirk Nowitzki had a very interesting quote that I think is going to resonate with a lot of fans of sports that have tapped out of just following teams and just the dynamic of what they grew up in, right? So he talks about, I think I'm old school. I think a lot of the stars now are obviously younger and the business has changed a bit. The new NBA is a little different. It's about making money and winning, and not as much about being loyal anymore. So, you know, one of the things that you always hear, or that I hear about with my friends that follow sports and over the years, is that they frown upon when guys make these decisions to leave teams and for the sake of money, for the sake of winning, for the sake of these other interests other than being where they started. And that's such an archaic model and mindset to have. You know, I'm all about these guys having as much leverage as possible because, you know what? When it comes to loyalty, it's a two-way street. And one thing that I've always preached is that these teams don't practice enough loyalty, because what happens is that they want the player to take a pay cut when they're in their prime, when they're, you know, at their peak. And they want to go ahead and do that because they want to add pieces and win. But then when they're on the back end, they don't want to pay them and they don't want to go ahead and give them their just dues for being loyal, for being committed to the organization and to the cause. Dwayne Wade was that way. He was a person that never made the most money on the team. Not one year. He never made the most money. Oh, that title went to someone else. And if anybody that follows pro basketball knows how much Dwayne Wade was to the Miami Heat. He was the equivalent of Dan Marino. Just think of any staple franchise athlete. He was that, or he is, for the Miami Heat. And he never got his just dues because he always was taking a hit for the sake of loyalty. And Miami Heat didn't go ahead and reward him for that. He moved on. Got some more money somewhere else. And recently, another example was Isaiah Thomas. He was a guard to play for the Celtics. He was a person that, give you an example, loved the city, loved the team, loved everything about where he was playing and what he was doing. And he, in addition to all those things, he played a day after his sister died. So imagine your sister dying, a family member dying, and the next day you're suiting up and playing for that team and scoring 50. Not only that, but then he's playing with a torn hip. Okay, so not only is he emotionally drained and damaged, and he's out there playing for the sake of the team, for the loyalty of the team, and then in addition to that, he's hurt to the point where now he's not going to be starting anytime soon to play. You know, they start next month basketball. He's not going to be ready until maybe February, and that's the price that he paid back in May in the playoffs for the team. And the team said, nah, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to go ahead and trade you. Thanks for the memories and, wish you good luck. And the fans are okay with that. You know, that's because they got someone better in return. So as a player, where do you see the loyalty? Why isn't there an uproar by the fan base to keep a player? There isn't. There usually isn't any. And that's the problem that I see anyway with fans, is that they want these players to be loyal, but then they give the ownership, the team, quote unquote, the privilege to move a player as they please, because hey, it's all about the colors and the logo and whatever it is, and they want these players to not have any leverage. But I don't agree with it whatsoever, especially when these teams and these executives are not showing any consistency or any loyalty, right? They're just saying, hey, we're just doing this for the money. Very few franchises exude such loyalty. So when I hear Dirk Nowitzki talk about that, it has changed. And it's something that people look at it as a business move, because it's very evident that the owners and the executives are doing such thing. They're not going on the premise of loyalty. You know, they're not. And that's where I never had a problem with LeBron doing what he did. I had a problem in the fashion that he did it, that he went ahead and publicized it, made it like a lottery spectacle. But as far as his decision, as far as leaving Cleveland, no. Just the same way he left to go back to Cleveland, to leave Miami. Same thing. I get it. And I have no qualm with any player that does that, that wants to do what's in their best interest. Kevin Durant recently got some flack for that, because he left the team. They had a good team, and he left for a better team. He wanted to win a championship. He wanted to get that underneath his belt. And I just don't have a problem with athletes, especially because of the money that's made in this day and age. You know, these guys are in position to make generational money. You're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars being generated. And these guys are playing for billionaires. It's the millionaires against the billionaires. And I'm all about these guys having as much leverage as possible. Now, the moment that these teams are showing loyalty and commitment to these players and want to keep them around past their prime and keep them there on a team and not get rid of them, then I'll be siding more with the owners, because then I can see the owners doing the right things. And then the players are saying, you know what, I got to bounce. I got to get out of here, right? Then I can get on the owner's side. But when they show over and over again that once a player is damaged goods or he's on the downslide, they don't reciprocate loyalty. The Lakers did it with Kobe. And so many people, fans, were like, oh my God, they're just doing it. You know, this is the wrong thing to do. And I'm saying to myself, really? Kobe gave them amazing years, gave them value to their franchise. He did so many things for that organization that for them to overpay him for 2 years in comparison to what he's probably brought in equity and value to the franchise and the revenue that he's generated and the branding of the team, that's invaluable right there. And I guess I just look at it from that perspective. And if I had players that did that much for my organization and my team, I'm all in. You know, I'm all about taking care of them. San Antonio Spurs is another one. So, but, you know, when I hear Dirk talk about these things, it's like, yeah, the model has changed, but the owners are just business animals. And one of the things that they did was they got rid of the long-term contracts. So when we're talking about Magic Johnson and Jordan and all these athletes that were sticking with one team, guess what? They were signing 15, 20-year contracts. They were locked in. And, well, what happened was when these salaries started skyrocketing and a couple injuries happened, I could think of Grant Hill. I could think of Allen Houston. These are some NBA players that were around. The owner said, oh, you know, I don't want to be on the tab for guys' contracts that maybe are not able to finish out their career. Or they may be, we may be overpaying guys. So I don't want to be on the hook. And what they did was they shortened the contracts. So now these guys, all of a sudden, now instead of a guy playing for a team for 10 years, 15, now they're 3 or 4 years. That's it. And now what do they do? Well, if they're in their prime, now they've realized it. And I think LeBron trailblazed this, and he took a lot of flack for this, but I think he opened the door for future athletes to look at the business side of it, because these teams don't exude the loyalty. I think players are willing to. Not all players, but there's some players that are definitely willing to stay and figure it out. But they have to feel some sort of loyalty from the organization that, hey, I'm going to be here in my prime years, but, you know, when it's the downslide, man, you got to take care of me. And you just see it many times where these teams just get rid of them, and these fans are like, oh, they're old. Get rid of them. They're fucking old. They don't mean anything anymore. And I had that conversation with a friend of mine. He's talking about some players in the team that he rooted for. And I said, listen, even though the guy is not where he was before, I mean, heck, he's much better than what they have coming in. You know, this player at this stage in life is better than anybody new coming in. And I think that if you were able to look at it along those lines, then you can accept that. I know I would, because I see it. You know, I see like a guy like LeBron James when he gets older. Like, he's not going to be the same. But, man, he's going to be much better than a young guy. You know, you give me a 38-year-old LeBron James over a 21-year-old, you know, flash in the pan. You know, I'd rather go with that, because at least I know that there's greatness there, and it's just being shown differently. And I think that's where a lot of people get thrown off, because it's like, you know, you can't replace. It's like in the NFL. Example would be like New England, where they have Tom Brady, right? And you have Jimmy Garoppolo in the background, and you're saying, okay, you know, it's time for Brady to go. He's too old, and we need to get the new guy in there. And shit like that doesn't pan out. It never does. It's very rare that you have an Aaron Rodgers backing up a Brett Favre. It's very rare that you have a Steve Young backing a Joe Montana. It's just the likelihood of that happening is just very rare. Okay, so that's why I'm not a big advocate of having a guy being pushed out because of his age, because you just don't know the next person. And what's an extra year or two or three? Okay, and if the person is good enough, they can share the floor together. They can share time on the court, especially in basketball. Maybe not in football, but in basketball you can't. And I think that's where a lot of these fans forget about it. It's like they're quick to push somebody out. And I'm more in the mindset like, man, let's just show some respect. Respect your elders, man. Respect the work that someone has put in, and give them their credit. Give them their loyalty. So as a fan, I like to see the loyalty being reciprocated. And that's why I could root for a team like the Lakers, the Spurs, because I see that the ownership, if you know, and even the Mavericks with Dirk Nowitzki, because he's been loyal, but it's been a give and take, because he's taking some hits financially. Like, he's taking some pay cuts. And then what has happened is that, well, Mark Cuban couldn't get the guys that he wanted, and he went ahead and paid Dirk back again. I mean, you like to see that give and take. It's like, okay, you get it. So, and many teams don't. And I think the Boston Celtics are a team that, if, I don't know, if I was an athlete in my prime, I wouldn't want to go play for them. Because who's to say that they are going to cut bait with me? You know, like, I don't feel, you know, I would think as an athlete, I would want to have as much stability as possible, because I have a, you know, family. I don't want to be moving. I'm already traveling as it is as an athlete. You know, I don't want to uproot my family again and do that. I want to find a place that's stable, that I could be here for the next 10 years or so. And I think that's the reality that they face, and that's what they've made it into a business decision. And I don't blame them. They have to think that way. You know, now when you start having long contracts and not trading players, and people are you know, in a certain place and not worrying about having to be traded or anything like that, then yeah, you go for it. But, you know, that's the dynamic that we have. And I think as fans, they fail to understand how that's changed. They just want these guys to stick around. Oh, Michael Jordan didn't do that. Oh, this player didn't do that. Oh, this player didn't do that. You know, I mean, think times have changed. You know, now they don't have the longevity with the contract. So if they fix that, then you can complain more. But I think it's a give and take. And I think as long as the owners keep showing that they're about cutthroat business, right? It's okay in the name of business, capitalism. You got to love it. And as long as it's done in the name of business, it's totally fine. So these athletes understand that, and they're aware of it. Good for them. And it's even trickled down to the college level. Obviously, they have more of a stranglehold there. But guys, you know, transfer, and guys just move. And if they don't get their way, they go to the media, because, you know, the college looks like the bad guy if they're putting a player in a stranglehold and not letting them go to another college of their preference. So I do like that. I do like the leverage, because, again, if you're not showing any loyalty, if you're not sticking to your word and what you provided as an organization, then you're not a credible business. You'll be reported as a bad business institution, all right? And that's not something you want to have on your record. So, but yeah, the business of sports has changed. It's a multi-billion-dollar business, And for these athletes that are getting hundreds of millions of dollars, they have to be sharp about it. They have to be smart. And I don't blame them one bit. Good for them.